Cyberspace devotee in Colorado wonders about mind-altering drugs or natural substances that in most countries are illegal. To be a true Saivite, you don't want to depend on any kind of stimulant or drug to bring you close to Shiva, because you are already close to Shiva. Shiva is the life of your life, the breath of your breath. All the prana within your body is coming right from Shiva. So we always advise illegal drugs, let them remain illegal and don't break the law. Be on the right side of the law and you're on the right side of your conscience. That helps spiritual unfoldment. A cyberspace devotee in Chicago wonders about the Kumbh Mela that's happening in Varanasi in India, where 10 million people or more are coming to the Ganges to bathe. This is a festival that's held every 12 years, and it is a chance for everyone to meet the millions of sadhus and holy men and partake of their wisdom. It is their chance also to give of their wisdom and give back to society, for society has allowed them to become sadhus and holy men. It's a very auspicious festival. It's the world's largest human gathering. Read about it in Hinduism Today, our next issue. We're having satellite pictures taken of this magnificent event. Cyberspace devotee in Farmington, Michigan asks, does going to a prestigious college help in raising the Kundalini force? Well, this is a very good question, and thank you for asking it. It is a problem with all religions, Islam, Hinduism, Judaism. They send their young men and women to college, good religious Jewish people, good religious Hindu people, good religious Muslims, and they come out of the other end of it an atheist. No, it certainly does not lead to spiritual unfoldment, existentialism, and learning all of these Western philosophies. Atheistic philosophies really are a deterrent to the spiritual path.